episode 23.
Hello.
Ohio.
Ohio it is. Hello, hello.
Ohio gozaimasu. Desu.
Okay. Whatever that is. So today we're gonna be talking about some guilty pleasure movies. You see, the title of the episode. And can you explain what guilty pleasure movies are?
Okay, I love this term, because when I first found out about it, I was just as confused as you might have been. When you think of a guilty pleasure, you think like, is it like something I should keep private? Guilty, I feel guilty for enjoying it. And then you see the movies they associate with it, and like, oh, you mean like movies that aren't like high watermarks or anything? Or is that like what makes a guilty pleasure? And I think the best definition of such is from this YouTuber, Racewick, where he basically was talking about why he likes this one anime that's not really that great, but that he parades it around everywhere, that that's part of his name and everything, right? And he gave this very nice definition of it, where a guilty pleasure is a horrible like name for this, because what this is just something you like that is not up to the scratch that everyone else thinks it is up to. It is just a way to sort of socially make yourself more acceptable, I suppose, in saying you like something that you're not really supposed to like. Like, we both love Singham 3, right? In a cinephile conversation, it's not something people would be like, oh yeah, what? They'd be like, what? Why do you even watch movies?
Yeah.
It seems like a red flag. And to support that, you give it that horrible title of guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
For me, it's essentially movies. I don't have such a like cynical look at it, I guess. For me, what it comes down to is movies that you yourself can like sort of understand that they are sort of flawed and they are kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But in your heart, you like it.
Yeah.
So they mean something to you and they hit you something.
Yeah.
Personally. And that's what guilty pleasure. It's not like the angle you took obviously is a thing. But I feel like this is also a thing where you also know that it's kind of but like you like it for what it is.
Yeah, but my whole like shtick with it, not shtick, like my whole issue with the guilty pleasure terminology is that you don't need to qualify it as good or bad all the time you say you like something. Why do you need to do that? Why do you need to say, like, I like it even though it's bad?
I think it's like a thing for people to have a nice discussion for. I think just like this episode where they're like, oh, what are the movies that you know it's kind of bad but you like it? It's like a thing. And like, there are things that, like, not just guilty pleasures, are also like things that people do.
Ah, yes.
That you know, yeah, like, oh, you know that it's bad, but you do it.
Yeah. I don't get the movie thing. Mostly, like, I guess I got it when I was much younger. I was like, ah, this is bad, this is good. But now to me, if I like it, I like it. If I enjoy it, I enjoy it. I don't care what it can achieve or what it can't. Of course, you can critically pick apart a movie, and that is important to do so. It's the only way you learn from it. But from a person part of my like body, it's like, yeah, I like it. It's fun. Like, I don't need to put it in this like, oh, it's a guilty pleasure and I can only sort of put
There's
it
no
to
brackets
that.
Attached to the thing.
There's no brackets. I like this movie. For some reason or the other, I like it. I enjoy it. It gave me something that made me feel good in some way. It gave me something. Like, I don't need to qualify it, I feel. It feels kind of dumb to need to do that. Because if it gave you something good, why do you need to qualify it as like a guilty pleasure, a sinful secret? Like, what? Come on.
No, you're shitting on our own topic.
No, we're not shitting on our topic. I mean, we made it clear in the last episode, we don't really agree with this nomenclature.
Yeah.
Yeah. Purely for clickbait purposes.
Yeah, I think it's just like a thing for like people to be like, ah, these are the movies you are like, oh, it's kind of like there, but we like it type thing. And I feel, what are your guilty pleasure movies other than these that we are gonna?
Oh man, I didn't Like, Mehuna is definitely fucking fun. Guilty pleasure movies. Fuck, I have so many. Like, Transformers 1, Transformers 3, I keep talking about that. Predator 2, Predator 2 is fucking great. What else? I guess, like, the Kanjana movies, fucking awesome. Mm. Singham trilogy, excellent. Like, these are very recent, obviously, but still, they're, like, so fucking good. While being so, like, critically bankrupt, I guess. Yeah. Oh, man, there was so... Like, my exposure with, like, Die Hard... Oh, my God, Die Hard. All the Rambo movies. The Expendables movies. Like, the first one, I still think is, like, fucking fun as shit. Like, my experience with guilty pleasures have only been through, like, action. Since my dad was such a... Is still such an enormous lover of just action, right? So he was like, yeah, I'll show you, like, good movies. And what he showed me was, like, really fucking cool. Like, Terminator 2, he shouldn't have shown me any of that, but he did. It's like, it's the coolest thing to see as a kid. Like, oh, he stabbed him through the eye, dude. What the fuck? So violent and all that. So for me, like, guilty pleasures are mostly, like, all these action movies from back then. Like, Terminator 3, Terminator... I saw, like, Terminator Salvation, Genesis and shit. They're all terrible, obviously. Like, Genesis especially is just bad. But they're just so fucking fun. Like, I like the character, so I just, like, indulge it. It's fun. What are the, like, unique guilty pleasure, right? Very, like, terrible. I guess, like, Ponyo from Ghibli. It's not really, like, that good of a movie, right? But I still fucking enjoy it because the animation is just so beautiful. Red Lion. Yeah, there's a lot of movies like that.
I think for me, it's much more easier to choose a lot because it's, like, whatever I saw in as a kid has a... they have been, like, mainstream as fuck, like, Telugu movies and some Indian movies, essentially. And we weren't really doing that well in the early 2000s in general. And so it's much more easier to just be like, this. And I feel like one of those was, like, Rajini. I know that it's a ripoff. I know that it is, like, cringe and all those things. But in my heart, deep down, I enjoy it so much. I watched it so many fucking times to now be like...
Yeah.
I like, it's like that sad truth. Basically, when a lot of Indian kids, like, they have, like, when they realize that WWE is, like, fake and it's all, it's all written and scripted, right? For me, that is the feeling I got when I found out that, you know, Ghazni was a ripoff. And like, ah, man. God damn it, man. It hurts. And, like, the Gajini and Anian, like, Anian or Aparchitru, I love so much. The very, very personally, I just love them. I like, obviously, the Singham trilogy is awesome. Think of...
Go for it.
I'm gonna just do a little bit of Googling. I think the English Godzilla is pretty cool when I watched it.
Yeah.
The first Godzilla. It was, like, pretty big game. What a cool thing. I think a lot of this commercial movies have a very, like... Like, you realize that it's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But also,
sure.
Like... I liked even Billa when I watched it. I was like, this is so cool. It's very, pretty fucking bad.
Oh shit, I love the, like, slasher movies so much. Like, the Freddy films, the Jason films, Wes Craven's Wes Craven's films, I will stand by and say they're, like, fucking great films. But, like the Jason films especially, like, The Hitcher or some shit. Like, the... slashes from back then, and then the, like, you know, the 2000s to 2009 era slasher flicks where it was just, like, just gore, like Saw. I love that shit. I love those movies so much.
There's this Telugu movie called Super I used to like a lot.
I think you've told me. You told me Happy.
Yeah, that's different. Super is different. A lot of these movies that are just like not great movies, but I just enjoyed them. I have like a thing. And, yeah, I don't know. I feel like the term itself is kind of annoying.
Yeah, it like. Definitely is. It's definitely like some insecure term for me, honestly.
Yeah.
Just say you like it. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You're allowed to dislike and like shit. Like, what? Stupid. I will never, like, I'll never say, like, these films are, like, terrible, like, pieces of filmmaking because I always got, like, some joy out of them.
Yeah, I never actually actively feel guilty for, like...
Yeah, the fuck? I think we both had a lot of fun watching Singham, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah.
I watched Singham 3 in, like, first day. Like, my experience of Singham 3 was... Yeah. Full hype Singham 1, I saw it in theater. Singham 2, for some reason, I couldn't watch it in theater. Singham 3 came out first day, morning show. The show was late. Like, it was supposed to start around like 10:30 or something. It started at 12. I was just waiting there. Like, all the audience, all the people, it was fucking full packed theater. Everyone was waiting. And like, when the prints were late or some shit happened, and that's why it got late. So everyone, when as soon as they got in, like, first they started playing the cigarette ad, and like, obviously it's so late, so they skipped all that, like, they just like skipped it and fucking directly jump into the movie. Of like, everyone lost their shit, like that like that fucking
song started.
My god, man. Explosions. Great explosions.
Right in the pants. Oh, yeah.
She goes, so fucking cool.
I remember, like, when I was young and I saw these action movies with my dad, it was the coolest thing. Then, you know, later you grow up and you watch them and it's like, see why people look down on this. But then it's still so fucking fun. Like, what? Why do you need to hate on it? I remember, I think it was Spielberg or something, when Transformers 2 or Transformers 3 or something was being played and Spielberg was watching it. He heard that, like, a lot of people were groaning and whining and complaining and shit. And he was like, the fuck, like, what's wrong with you guys? It's like a fun movie. I agree with that sentiment. Yeah, like, if it's boring, that's the worst thing in the world. But if it keeps you entertained, it's done, so much, honestly.
I mean, it's like a bare minimum thing, I think so. But like, I feel like it's not insane that there are people who genuinely don't like Transformers and don't get
entertained. Yeah, it's not the fact that it's insane.
Yeah.
What's insane is when you sort of go like,
Yeah, it's the, I kind of realized that it's, I'm supposed to be like this.
Like, yeah, it's like,
I need to conform to this behavior.
I need to conform to this. Yeah, like
society.
It's always society.
And all that.
There's like, at the end of like, the day, I feel like the reason this happens is because you place too much water in what other people might think.
Yeah.
Because if you truly don't give a shit, of course you'll be like, yeah, I think Joker's fucking terrible, or... Like, you'll just say stuff, but then you want to sort of sugarcoat it in a way. I feel like everyone, like, even I'm like very guilty of that shit. It just like happens, right?
Yeah.
It's just like instinct to just make sure that it's not some insane random shit that comes out your mouth and they ask you.
Yeah, because like you can tell me and people like that, like, oh, Singham is amazing. But like, when you're meeting someone for the first time.
Yeah.
And like we are film fans and all that. That's not the movie you'll go for.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, you also want to come across like, yeah, guys, I know my shit.
Yeah,
I will talk about the Scorsese. I will talk about Tarantino.
Yeah, yeah. My real films, Godard, Federico Fellini, all of that. I don't know. I feel like having this so-called guilty pleasure thing is sort of important. Like when you like or can truly just love films that are clearly flawed, like love movies, TV shows, games, whatever it may be, if it's flawed and you can still like it, I feel like that does help you grow in a way. Not everything needs to be so approved or like well made for someone to like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot of I feel like most of my like, I think it just happens when you first time, like, you like, for me at least, this is my experience, where first you like as everyone, like, in India, like, I grew up here, so like till like 12 and 11 I was like very much just like only Telugu movies, much more like here and there I used to watch English, but like mostly that. And then when I started getting into films, I had that little phase of like, oh, this is maybe not that bad, Indian movies or maybe, and all that. Yeah. And then I got out of it, and now I'm like, it's not like I have to feel guilty for watching those movies back in the day and enjoy.
Yeah, them. Like, what?
Yeah, if I still get enjoyment out of them, so but good. Let's just enjoy it, and that's what I feel like now.
Yeah, Sam, it's like, it's very much like you need to sort of, what's the word? You sort of self-punish yourself, I guess. Like, oh yeah, man, I saw these bad films. I don't understand at all and shit like that. But then when you think about it, it's like, well, why?
Yeah.
Why do you need to clarify it in any way? When it,
yeah.
Like, it's just like, yeah, you just like it. Like, I remember thinking like, action movie. It's just simple. Like, I need more out of movies and stuff. And then later when I remember it, I'm like, yeah, that was fucking fun. Like, Die Hard 4 is a dumb movie, sure. But like, I had so much fun watching it. And I still had like fun when it came on TV. Like, all the slasher films that I saw after I got into films and I learned about horror movies and all that. I always enjoyed them for what they were. Like, they were just meant to make you, like, they were just meant to show you gore and entertain you with that. And they did that so well. It's like, you enjoy it. You enjoy it. You love it. You see, if you can explain it, explain why you like this. And even if you can't, to a point, like, you still like it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think guilty pleasures are a little, this nice conversation piece, but more than that, it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like a nice conversation piece, but that's pretty much it.
And the first guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
For me, we'll start with my movie.
Yeah, it's more recognizable.
Pop. Exactly, and it's Main Hoon Na. It's a 2004 film directed by Farah Khan, starring Shah Rukh Khan, Amrita Rao, Sushmita Sen, Zayed Khan, Vikram, Sunil Shetty, Naziruddin Shah, Boman Irani, Kiran Kher, Rakhi Sawant, and other people.
Yep.
And since you are the person, I'll explain this. The plot of the movie is
so cool.
It's basically Ram, this major, he has to go undercover as a student as a college student to protect some general's daughter, and also to do a little
undercover work.
Yeah, undercover work, and also like work on his relationship with his long lost like stepbrother and mother, stepmother, and like sort of have a family now. And how this happens, and how this other big villain type guy gonna come and stop this, is the plot of the movie. And to explain my position on this thing, I watched when it came out, I think I watched it after a while, but I remember really, really enjoying it. I remember like having such a good time. I think I watched it, I'm pretty sure I watched it in TV only, and I really fucking enjoyed it. And it was fucking fun. It was so fucking cool. And it's like, oh my god, it's an army guy, but he's a student now. And how is he gonna like have this friendship with these people, their love story with the teacher. It was so cool. It's such a Bollywood movie that has so much charm. And I think this and Om Shanti Om are two of those like very Bollywood-y movies that have a very loving sense of like nostalgia to them, and they clearly seem like they love those old movies, and they're inspired by them because they constantly use those songs in these movies, and they're referencing it constantly, and it's nice. It doesn't come across like it's some, like nowadays when we see those references, it's more like, guys, remember that this was in this movie, like the Space Jam and things like that, where it's very corporate and cynical. Yeah, it's way more like, I like these movies. I will just put it, even if it doesn't make sense, I will put it, type thing. And I like it. I really like it. I enjoyed it a lot. And since you're the first time experience.
Yeah. So Jakey did a cute, quirky cunt move where he showed me like the college section. I was like, oh, it's a college movie. Then the opening is like this like fucking hostage situation takeover with the military.
Yeah. But,
fun.
And the main plot revolves around like Pakistan and India.
Like the first thing that came to my mind was like, you lied to me.
Betrayal.
Okay. Yeah, not even that. I don't know why you lied to me. If you told me this, I would have been so much more on board to watch it. When you told me, it was like, when you showed me the college shit, I was like, 3 hours! Songs!
But like the majority of the movie is that though.
Huh? Yeah, fair. But I didn't know there was this spice underneath it. This changes everything. Now it's not
it's
college.
Not just,
it's a grown man in college.
Yeah.
I think like the second thought I had when I realized what was happening was like Bill Lord and Christopher Miller should watch this. Because they tried to do this twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a lot of fun watching it. Obviously, like the really like Bollywood jokes like get on my fucking nerves.
Mm.
But one thing I appreciate about this movie is that it's so out and proud. This is something we both constantly criticize Bollywood for, which is that they take like this, it's not cool to be masala. And then at the same time, they're like, but we do want that family sentiment though. Here it's 100% just insane.
I think that's what made the old Bollywood
Bollywood. Yeah.
Essentially. It's now they are in such a irritating middle where they can't go either, and where they can't now straight up go like, guys, we are like gonna be like West and be very serious.
Yeah.
We no over the top, no color, we'll just be very somber and all that. Nor can they be like how they were, which is like this, it's just like 1000% anything. It's just like there's no subtlety.
Like the smallest thing, like just go, bro.
Yeah.
The guy jumps down to shoot him. No, slow motion. Just camera.
Yeah. There's all these like comedic characters with recurring jokes, and there's an annoying teacher. Make the entire 1000 people, junior artists, just run away from her. Like it's some monster. Like if a guy keeps like spitting on the face, like make like a fucking Matrix like ripoff, Matrix parody type like fucking bullet penetration and all that. It's so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I see the charm and all that in it, especially because I appreciate that it just goes full dick, not half chum. The fucking jokes, and as much as they get on me, it's still like, at least it's fully there. At least it's not like pitying me or something and like, oh, it's okay, you can come in now. We're like self-aware. Haha, it's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the like ham-fisted like dialogue. Yes.
Yeah.
This is how it should be.
They say like Mehuna like 5-6 times. Like, hey, yeah. Mehuna.
Hey, I love the like insane storylines. Like this is, I remember thinking like Japanese anime, right? Like somehow they always like, somehow it's always about schoolgirls and shit. And here it's like, it's a military thing where there are terrorists. We will put that in college. We did it.
Yeah.
It's about like college teacher is hot. I don't know if the guy likes me back or something. And the whole time underneath it is, we need to free these like poor Pakistani prisoners we held, and they have our prisoners as well. Yeah, that was That's where, like, I was like, yeah. And not to mention, most of the movie is reliably just filled with so many laughs.
Yeah.
I feel like this is one of those cases where it hasn't aged well, but that makes it age even better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when... Yeah, of course, this shit won't fly now. It's not really that funny on any, like, unironic level and stuff. Mm. But it's just so enjoyable.
Yeah.
The shit they get up to, the camera moves, the over-exaggeration. That bitch who's always knitting, the principal who keeps saying the wrong shit all the time.
I think he's pretty funny. I think he's unironically also pretty funny.
I didn't find
it
funny
at all. I think it's
more,
it's because, like, Bowman Ren is very, like, watchable and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's
I think his character is pretty funny. And I think, like, if you are talking about something that you can enjoy straight and that aged well for me, is definitely the songs.
Oh, yeah.
They're all fucking made so well. Like, how they're shot.
Oh, yeah.
So much
the dance
color.
Sequences are excellent yeah. in this.
Yeah, I mean, like, Farah Khan is, started her career as, like, a dance choreographer. And then
yeah,
she became a director.
More
and...
than the dance, like, what impressed me was that it was shot so nice.
Yeah.
So, like, it looks clean. It looks cool. There's so many people on set all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, it's clear so much effort went into it. Like, just
yeah.
like thousands and thousands of people. Just like,
there's all these, like, little background details just making yeah. the frame more fuller than it needs to be. Like, you mentioned that due to the start when they were all in this, like, human ring thing.
Yeah.
There's a guy cycling around the back.
For no reason.
And
you
can
barely
see
him. See
him
and,
yeah, yeah, but, like, that shit makes it so much more fun to see as a
yeah.
frame, as, like, a
yeah.
song. And it's always doing, which is, like, is great.
Yeah. And I, like, I think, like, the song, like, Anu Malik is sort of notorious for ripping off songs and all that, so...
Oh, yeah, Mr., I watched Mission Impossible.
Yeah, 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 all the, that. But, like, he, like, the songs here are iconic, and I would say almost all the songs are pretty nice. Like the Mehunas, the main title track, Tumhe Jo Maine Dekha, that song is pretty, pretty nice.
Yeah.
The Gori 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 Gori, that thing, very nice. It's so nostalgic and fucking nice. It's just like,
I do have one question, right?
Mm-mm.
Is it a lot of nostalgia for you?
I think it's a bit of both. I feel like there's a lot of nostalgia attached to it, but also
yeah.
I genuinely love the songs and all that in this movie for sure. I still listen to the songs. They're very nice. They're very, like, nice Indian songs. They're very nice.
Mm.
I would say, like, I had so much fun with, like, this old guy. He's the college student now. He has to pretend. I think the worst part in the movie is the fucking... brother character. I think I never
I have, like,
Zayed Khan
bit
yeah, we'll
of
get
a rant
to that.
To go
yeah,
on
yeah,
that
yeah,
later
we'll
later
get, yeah we'll get to that
yeah.
but I genuinely do enjoy it. Like, I enjoy the whole, like, college, like, or they're, like, such stereotypes taken to another level. Like, oh, is the nerd, he's like, he will be the nerdiest nerd you've seen. Oh, this is the hot chick. She will be the poorest of whores. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Kissing anyone, just like, whatever. Like, the mom is, like, super dramatic, and she's so dramatic.
Yep.
The dads are all, like, very, like, child and all that. And, like, all there's always, like, this broken family theme throughout the movie.
Yeah.
It's nice, and, like, it actually does, what do you call it, sort of nicely tie into the India and Pakistan are broken and
somehow they bring it together in the
yeah
end.
Exactly. it's not such a, like, movie also. It's
yeah, definitely. I would refuse to call this, like, some, like, a shit show or, like, some
yeah,
cheap
yeah.
commercial piece, because
yeah.
It entertained the fuck out of me. Like, my god, the insanity. Like, my man, like, he goes undercover as a student, and everyone knows this. Everyone's like, he's too old, what the fuck? But then they get used to it. And then, of course, his villain is like, what? How do I counter this man? I will go as professor.
Go as Hindi student, Hindi professor.
Yeah, and he's also, like, playing along and stuff.
Yeah.
Great.
It's fucking fun. It's such a Bollywood movie too, in a very nice way.
Yeah.
It's like, man, it's so good. This is what like what white people think all of Indian movies are like, Bollywood, man. This color and people dancing. This is what I think is the thing.
I think, and this is why, like, these kind of movies are why, like, end of Slumdog Millionaire, there's like that dance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
White people.
I do have like a defense against like masala movies, which is like, I know they get a bad rap. I know now we're in that phase in our industry where we're over masala movies. We've sort of grown out of them.
Mm-hmm.
But like all kinds of films, it's sort of like saying that when you say like masala movies are bad, you're just sort of saying like, oh, found footage movies are bad. Isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's, so, because it is a genre.
Yeah. It is a style of film. It doesn't mean, just because we've it's just oversaturated to shit and we're sort of over it, doesn't mean you need to denigrate it.
Yeah. And also, I think like this is the only, I would say, one of those like homegrown products that we have. And I think we should.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think we should be proud of it. I feel like there's this like elitist like bullshit mentality of like, guys, we need to be like the Western people. And
definitely that. I understand both sides, right? Maybe I understand both sides. I should probably just pick a side. I understand both sides. Yeah. But
it's the politician out here.
You guys, masala movies or Western movies?
Yeah.
I understand both sides. Like, I feel like the reason people are sick and tired of this is because, well, it's all we do. In the theater, this is all we get.
That's not the problem with the genre itself.
That's not a problem with the genre. That's because people go keep watching it.
Yeah, and I don't think every masala movie is like successful, right? I feel like the problem is that a lot of our mainstream actors are forced to just keep making the same movies because of this genre, which I think is a genuine problem. Where like last week we talked about Daniel Craig's movies, right?
Yeah.
And like, when he can be a James Bond actor and also can go do his shit.
Yeah.
He can make like Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. He can make his own movies. But here it's like, oh, once you are here, you cannot really easily move on to something else, which is a problem with masala movie. I feel like the problem is that there are these actors who can't go out of their mold because they got their popularity doing this masala movies, and now they always have to do this, which is, I think, is a problem with the genre itself. But like, people are like, I think there's a really, really cool thing that we have, that I don't want masala movies to die at all.
Obviously.
I genuinely believe that they are a great fucking thing to have, and they are like the Westerns for us in a way, right?
I don't think they're Westerns. I think they're way more vaguer than that, in that like, they are cheese in its most like unadulterated pure form.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially. I feel like the thing we should do is evolve those masala movies into something that's more well-made, obviously. If we go to that point, going to that point is essential, I would say. I'm not saying like we need to be how we were like back in the day and have the same thing. I think we need to keep constantly evolving the thing. I think the problem is when it becomes like a formula, that's when it's like irritating.
Yeah,
but
masala
movie in itself is not a formula. People keep making formulas out of successful movies. That's the
point. It's that, like, again, there's a zero punctuation quote where he goes like, it is inevitable that when something is successful, right, that will be what you see for the next like few years or something. It's just inevitable. That's just the way it works. And don't you think like masala movies are our thing?
Yeah, for sure. That's what I've been saying. Like, it's definitely our thing. And I feel like it's something that like we should be celebrating and showing it off.
I get why we're not celebrating it, but that hate you mentioned about like, we need to like shame it into the corner, kind of dumb.
I think that's only there in these fucking cinephile irritating communities, honestly. I think normal people are way, way more like, they can watch English movies and be like I take an example of like my mom and all. Like, they watch these commercial movies. She watches even like the English fun movies, like the horror movies and all that. And she doesn't have to like say like, oh guys, I don't have to. There's not that shit. I think they're in these like irritating cinephile communities. Yeah. They are to be like, guys, I think they're okay. I think it's a thing of its time and all. Like, fuck off.
It's a thing of its time thing that bothers me. It's this like, that like, you know, right?
That very eloquent.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know any eloquent way to say it. It is just that like, they give that noise. It's like, oh, okay, cunt, okay. I'm sorry, Your Highness, for my tastes aren't elite enough. So sorry.
It's an irritating elitist mentality, that's all.
I think like this is mentioned this like thing that's on our both our chests of these people we know who are like, yeah, turn your brain off and have fun watching Hobbs and Cunt McGee.
Yeah, that's what I was getting.
But then, you know, oh, what? Vijay movie, get the fuck out of the way. It's like, okay, bro. Oh, okay.
That's irritating.
My bad. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, like, master isn't with white people in English. I'm sorry. Don't you think it comes from this point of it's English, so it's like,
oh,
subtle and well-made?
Oh, 101.
No. I don't know if we're going like full like Hindutva here.
I am going full on Hindutva here.
Like, Patriotism.
I'm not a patriotic person at all, but there's so much dumb shit here that we keep jerking off to. But it's like, just because it's white people talking in English, we give them so much fucking slack. Hobbs and Shaw, it's a turn your brain off type movie, guys. Yeah. But like a mass movie, nah, it's physics ka.
Bro, did you know South Indian movie? No physics. They show that like Vishal shot of him on the Jeep. That's like their killing argument, right? Like, we proved you wrong. Now watch these cunts in exosuits and cars.
Yeah, guys, like in Interstellar, like in space, love transcends all time. That's okay. That is.
That's. Wait, why are you slagging Nolan here?
I'm just saying, isn't it fucking retarded and dumb? I like it too. But I like the film because for me, it works as a film and what it goes for, it works, right? Yeah. But the same people, when we do something dumb and ridiculous, they are like, how can we do?
Stop
please,
right there.
Please just stop it.
Uneducated film.
Yeah. That shit is like just annoying.
Honestly, more than Interstellar, what really sticks out in my mind is Notorious. Yeah, and it's not just the entire franchise. It's from, I'd say like part 7 and 8 is when I was like, this is just blatant hypocrisy. Like part 5 and 6, as ridiculous as they were, right? They didn't go like full jump the shark with TNT.
Mm.
In part 7, there's like the, we jumped the car from this building to the other building. So quirky and crazy. And when I saw that, I was like, this is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
This is so dumb. And that's all they did with it. Like, a car grows from here to there. It's like a 1 second shot. And that's the hype, really?
Hmm.
Like, that's okay. And Fast and Furious 8, this is like the dumb rock cunt, like flinging rockets at shit. Like, what?
In the ninth one, they went to space.
Yeah. Oh, guys. They're self-aware, so it's okay. Self-aware.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Like, there's so much more... better shit you can do when you're like,
shut up,
1000% serious. Just like 1000% serious. Singham is a real man.
Fuck he Singham can... bro, like I know you know Hideo Kojima, right?
Mm.
Yeah, he may, his shit is cheesy as fuck.
Mm.
But then he gets critical acclaim.
Mm.
Because that's, I saw this like video essay on cheesiness and related to Kojima's stories, right?
Mm.
And it made this excellent point of, cheese is one of the best ways you can deliver genuine emotion because audiences just won't expect it to get that real.
Mm.
And that's why it always hits them. When in cheese, it's just like indulgent fun. You're calling people in to have fun.
Mm.
All the time, you're genuinely just in on it. Yeah. Instead of stepping away from it and judging it with irony, you're in there, feeling all these things, suspending your disbelief. which makes it more powerful, yeah. Right?
And like,
It's so much more entertaining.
Like, for me, it's even
in
even
terms
like
of just like a
like,
good time.
Coming back to Mehun, I guess, like the cheese is the what sells the movie.
Yeah, it's like when you watch an action movie, you want action in it. When you watch romance, you want romance. When you watch a masala movie, you want that fucking spice, my guy.
Yeah.
You need to see, like, Shah Rukh Khan is now, like, he's navigating teen romance.
Yeah.
Shit like that. While being a soldier.
Yeah, we need, like, that, like, oh, she's a nerdy girl who can't... Who
and
looks
now
ugly,
she transforms.
And
yeah.
Now she transforms in one song, everyone's, like...
Yeah, those are the trappings of the genre. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much happiness and charm to
yeah,
be had.
Yeah, no shit. It's a genre. You like every genre exists for a reason. They do something well.
I know you don't come across like that because you constantly keep picking up flaws even in the good
yeah,
movie.
We're such happy people.
But I feel like we all come from the nice place where we believe that movies are good.
Fuck. And I think like everything's good. comics, books, games, music.
Yeah.
Like, we're better. We went on the elitist arc.
We came out of that arc it. And now we are better people.
Yeah. Which is part of the arc. Yeah. Man, life.
Life. Society.
What do you hate in Mehuna? Like, cheese.
Coming back to
not even coming back. Like, just generally ask. What do you hate like, in Mehuna?
Because
we cheesy. Jerked it off so much. There's, like, cheese all over our...
What do I hate? I think yes, Mr. Zayed Khan's acting. That's not really a cheesy movie thing. That's like bad actor thing. I can't really defend oh, it's a masala movie. It's supposed to be. Nah, you can see Shah Rukh Khan doing the masala movie acting and he's like,
man's like tearing up and crying. And Zayed
yeah.
is like, damn it!
Yeah. That's that. And what Shah Rukh Khan is and like Amrita Rao, Sushmita Sen, all these people are doing, that's real like acting and like that's real like masala movie acting, I guess.
Yeah.
But what Zayed Khan is doing is bad acting on any page. It's just bad. It's he single handedly pulls the movie down so fucking hard.
Yeah.
Like is so and also he's playing such a hyper character, so his flaws even feel even more accentuated because of that. Because
he's so
yeah,
like,
he's supposed to be like this cool, like loud hippie character.
Yeah,
and so his lack of talent in acting show up very very hard. Hey, one thing that I didn't talk about is Sushmita Sen.
Oh right.
Basically, Sushmita Sen is a very very attractive woman.
Yes.
And she's very attractive.
Yes.
And what I would like to say is
very unsavory things.
No. This is the first movie I realized that I am straight.
Ah.
And I didn't understand what it is. I didn't understand the details, the nuances, but I was like, this I like. What I don't, I like.
Mm.
Yeah.
Awakening.
Yeah, and she's extremely attractive, and she like the, and like not just the hot part, like the songs that go with her is very good, and like the chemistry she has with Shah Rukh Khan is pretty funny, and like oh they're all she's all like he's always doing this over dramatic like songs like old he's always singing like some old Bollywood songs whenever she meets him. It's all, I mean, he sees her, it's all cute.
Yeah.
He always has like a fan on, like a blow dryer on constantly. Just like a like ideal like fairy tale teacher type.
Fairy tale? Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah.
No, I'll keep quiet. You go.
Yeah. And it's a pretty her character with Shah Rukh Khan and her chemistry and pretty good, and the same with Amrita Rao. Zayed Khan doesn't emote and give her anything to act with, but she somehow does it.
Yeah,
and she's very good in it. And all the other supporting cast like Bowman Irani, Kiran Kher, and like, we didn't talk about Sunil Shetty as the villain. Rock.
Oh man, he's so good.
He's so cool. Okay. He's so cool.
Soft spoken English, but chuta hard Hindi.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he becomes like this. Yeah, he becomes like this Hindi pundit and Hindi professor.
Yeah.
It's like, huh, Raghavan, Ram, and all that. Very fun. Very fun.
I think my favorite part was when he ended up in the, like, I don't know what you call it.
At the general's place.
Yeah, and he looks like fucking confused and scared.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck is that?
He just like packs off the driveway.
He's like, Major Rom.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for your service. Goodbye now. Yeah. Goodbye. And he just leaves. Yeah. Pretty good.
Pretty fun.
Yeah. He was great.
Yeah. A lot of the supporting cast were pretty great.
Yeah.
I think we can get into the negatives now. I think so.
Negatives.
I think we talked about the music, we talked about the set.
Yeah. I guess for me, the
Zayed Khan we spoke.
Yeah, Zayed Khan is like a huge negative, sure. But for me, I think like what really like gets me off the movie, like turns me off to the movie, is exactly what makes it so impressive. It's just not my thing, I suppose. It's like the whole like Bollywoodiness of it all. It's very impressive. I commend them completely for doing so. But it's just not for me. This is like a personal thing. Like the jokes and the songs and the romances. It is part of the package. I just don't like the package as all. That's like my biggest like flaw with the movie for me. It's not even the movie itself. It is like on me, I suppose.
Personally.
Yeah. That's like my only like issue with it. I guess like some of the lines are kind of... shot through your nose.
They're
like ham slammed, and again I can't criticize it for that because that's what it should.
It's
do
consistent.
That yeah, it should do that given this insane storyline. It definitely has to. What about you?
I think for me, other than Zayed Khan,
yeah, that's like a legit flaw that I have, I suppose. He is fucking terrible in this.
Yeah, and other than that, I think if other than that, what is there? I think I like it. I think maybe if I have to be so
critical,
critical and all, I think maybe they could have developed the relationship with the mom and the Shah Rukh Khan. They go to like from personal guest to mother son relationship way too quickly. They could have done that a little smoother, but like, it's such a cheesy thing. And like, we talked about how he pulls the ultimate move where when he's getting like when people's like, and the mother says get out and all, he shows up with
masterstroke,
like, with that pot of
when
like,
he turns around it's like, oh, I was just holding this.
Yeah, what do you call that in English?
Funeral urn. It's an urn. That was
ashes.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. That's so funny. Yeah. Like, how do you come up with that shit, dude? That's such a sitcom moment. It's excellent.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing there? What are you doing there? They turn around like, it's the ashes. Pretty great.
And the fact that it's played so seriously
makes it so much more enjoyable. Makes it so much more funny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun movie.
Yeah, the songs. It's a lot of. The action, by the end, the action is all fucking cool.
Yeah, fist fights and stuff.
Fist fights and like when he takes the bomb and he jumps off, it's all cool. But the brothers now, they're friends now and all that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like the prom song is so good, oh my god. Songs in this movie, like songs are one of the biggest attractions for me in this movie. Such a banger song soundtrack. And yeah, I think it's a fun fucking movie. I love it. And what do you give it?
I don't think we can give...
Classic out of 10. Classic. Okay. Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the second movie is your...
speaking of classics. Fucking Tremors! Yes! So fun. It's a movie from 1990. That I was under the impression was well known because in my NRI head, I thought, oh, we're getting Indian channels. Oh, the people that I study with and stuff have talked about how they've seen this on Star Movies.
Mm.
So it must be well known, right? And it's only after I told you and you said you found it through Chris Tuckman's channel, I realized, like, okay, there is no reason this should be well known to any of us here, because it's such a weird fucking concept and it's not really something you can just sell.
Yeah, just explain the plot.
So let me start from the top. We're going to be talking about Tremors, which came out in 1990, directed by Ron Underwood, written by Brent Maddock and S.S. Wilson. Story by the three of them. Produced by Brent Maddock, S.S. Wilson, starring Kevin Bacon, Fred Ward, Tin Carter, Michael Gross, and Reba McEntire.
Michael Gross.
Yeah. And the story is of this little town in the middle of nowhere called Perfection, and how they're basically cut off from civilization.
Called Perfection?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And there are two characters we follow who are Valentine and Earl, Kevin Bacon and Fred Ward, who are looking to get more out of life. They work as handymen. They just do like odd jobs and stuff. They want to get more, right? So what they decide to do is, yeah, we'll just leave this town, look for opportunities elsewhere. It's like, you know, you leave the village to go to the big city. But then, gasp, on their way, they encounter strange deaths. Which is very puzzling deaths, like a helmet in the sand. And nobody underneath the helm, etc., etc. And when they uncover it, they realize that, oh my god, there are these worm dinosaur creatures under the fucking sand, and they can hear your vibrations and movements, and they're going to eat you that way. There is no explanation for why they woke up now, where they come from, what they are, how they existed for so long without anyone knowing or noticing. It's just one day they decided to show up here in Perfection. Oh god, they're cut off from everything. The mountains ensure that the phone signals don't go through and the landline's fucked. And, well, yeah, they need to survive. It's a very classic, like, trapped in the house woman thriller thing applied to, like, a town with this creature. It's a creature feature. And that's it. So, what did you think? Or should I talk about how I found this
movie? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I found this movie on, like I mentioned, Star Movies. It was just playing. And at the time, I was kind of deprived of horror and violence and edge. Because my father, being responsible, saw that whenever I picked anything out, be whatever it may be, looked at the back, if it said M17 as a video game, on the shelf. If it said rated R as a movie, on the shelf. PG-13 only. So TV was sort of the way out. TV could show something edgy. Of course, TV is censored to shit, but this surprisingly wasn't. And the name of the movie was Tremors. It was on. It had like these two people talking. You're eating, you want to watch something, you watch it. My dad and my sister ended up watching the full thing. Because it was funny what they were doing, sure. And then we saw it was monsters, which my parents never... Creature features are rated R, right? Gore.
Mm.
So we saw like, oh my god, it's a monster. We're watching this. It's on TV. And holy fucking shit, I had so much fun with it. At the end of it, I didn't wake up and like fucking destroy the television with my penis and shit. I was like, yeah, that was great. But then as like time went on, and as every few days or something, it would come on, it was just so fucking fun to see. Just like so much creature gore, so many, like the dynamic between all the characters is funny. The characters themselves are just like straight up cartoons, and the actors fully played to that strength.
Yeah.
And that's my lot. I've been watching it, rewatching it. I don't know how many times I've properly rewatched it and how many times I've just caught it from the middle or from the beginning or from the end. That's my experience with it. What is yours?
I never watched it. The only reason I know is because of Chris Tuckman, this other film reviewer on YouTube, and he told exactly what you said. Basically, it's like, it's a cheesy movie from when I was a kid, and it's very good and all that. And I never really gave a shit because I was like, it doesn't really look like my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it. I obviously didn't have as much fun as you did, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I did enjoy it. Is you can really appreciate for them for the creature effects and like how much they got, like it's such a inspiring movie for like small budget films and all that. And in terms of that, it's really great. In terms of just being like dumb and fun, it's fun.
Yeah.
Like a very good B movie.
Yep.
All that is there, but I didn't get as much enjoyment out of it as you did. I did feel like kind of bored at point, but it was fun. It's not something I would like rewatch and be like, damn. But it's a lot of fun. The humor is pretty funny. Like all the redneck jokes are stupid and funny. And yeah, they're like, I think the joke I laughed more the most is like when. I think Kevin Bacon's character, when he's like, I think the government made it to get on the Russians or something. Pretty funny line.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I love the interactions those two have. It's the little like rock and paper scissors game they're always on. Like anything happens, they're like, I guess I win. Like even when they're exchanging guns, like whoever, one of them might have a better survival chance because they're like, fuck it. Okay, you take the rifle. Yes. One thing I appreciate so much now is definitely the whole like redneck aspect of it. It's so much more funnier now.
I wanted to ask, like, was it intentional?
Yeah, there is no irony here.
Yeah,
none.
No. I mean, like, I'm saying like intentional as in like, were they self-aware that it's coming across like
yeah
dumb,
I do
or,
think
like,
so
they,
because they look
like,
at all
I'm,
the
I legitimately
stereotype.
Don't know what who made it and all
yeah
that,
but like I do feel like there is some like honesty to it, but just think of all the stereotypes, bro.
No, that's why I'm asking if the filmmakers wanted to make it like that way, or were they like legitimately trying to tell the story of like these people?
Yeah, I think they legitimately just wanted to make like
the
story behind this movie was it was conceived in the early 1980s when the writers were working for the United States Navy as filmmakers for educational safety videos, right? And while they were climbing like a large boulder, one of them asked the question like, what if there was something that wouldn't let us off this rock? And then they started brainstorming for a monster movie, and they were like, it's called Land Sharks. And they worked with the director who was working with National Geographic as a documentary director, and they used his knowledge of zoology to develop the land sharks into actual creatures that could realistically exist. So, no, I don't think they were looking at it in any sort of way other than like, these are people they probably knew in real life, because... The stereotypes they show here, of course, there's the weird, like, on-the-nose joke of, like, yeah, it's the Russians and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's definitely, like, a joke, obviously. But the characters themselves, the movie never looks down on how dumb they are, nor does it look up to them as heroes.
Yeah.
Because the characters, the main two especially, are always, like, we need to stop doing this shit. We need to get jobs. We need to make money.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? That aspect alone leads me to believe, like, yeah, they do know that this is kind of ridiculous. How the gun nut character, who's my favorite, is like, it makes no sense when you think about it. He has a safe room, wall full of guns.
Of guns.
And then like, next to that
level,
is a glass case for in case of emergency. What?
Yeah.
So these guns wouldn't work and you need that. Like, all of these wouldn't work.
And he still got use of it.
Yeah, and in fact, the main characters also go like, I guess we can make fun of his lifestyle now. So that leads me to believe that the filmmakers did know that these are stereotypes. They just decided to play them straight.
Yeah, this is nice. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. The concept of just like, oh, you have to always be on top and... they can only attack from ground is pretty stupid, but it's very fun. Very it has that like old school horror movie vibes. What else do you like?
The creature effects are so fucking cool. Like they're not like off the wall impressive, but like they're so fucking cool. And I remember when I first saw it, I was like, damn, that's scary, dude. Like, I can't walk? What the fuck? And the fact that the town is so isolated and they can't go anywhere and all that stuff. That all, I feel, makes for a really good monster movie setup where they're all getting picked off. And the fact that they all have to go to the roofs and these creatures start like learning attack patterns and destabilizing entire structures to get to them. That kind of shit. I like that they went all out with it. I like that they couldn't like outplay the thing. The things kept outplaying them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also, like I mentioned, they have no origin. I like that aspect of it as well. There is no explanation for why they are here or how they are. They just decide to just come and start fucking with people.
Which is always a good thing to have.
Yeah.
Where they, whenever they over-explain these type of dumb monsters is when it gets like...
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay.
Why? But now it's like, yeah. It's just there. You don't have to...
You don't need to find like, oh, it's a secret scientist created these in a lab. Like, they all come up with these theories like, I bet it's the Russians. I bet I have my bet on space creatures. Some shit.
Yeah.
Shit like that. That's fun. I fucking love the pole vaulting thing. I don't know. Yeah. I guess they just decided to make it light and cheerful. They just like pole vault in sync too. Very cute.
Yes.
And then immediately it's like,
car,
oh.
Something.
Yeah. Immediately after that, it's like, oh my god, these creatures, we need to get to safety. Wah. I like all the character stereotypes. All of them are so fucking fun. The stingy Chinese shop owner, the like Mexican sort of Latino guy who's like, you know what I'm saying? It's impossible. That guy's great. The rednecks who are gun nuts who are like, yeah, for shelter for 5 years.
Food. Need to ground them, stand before them and shoot them down.
Yeah.
Just go make them go extinct.
Geographic isolation. Excellent and shit like that.
Yeah.
I also like that the boy's dad gets eaten in front of him. And then right after that, they go like, hey, you want to make a buck, bro?
Yeah, by like for being the bait.
Yeah. It's funny. A lot of fun shit in this movie. And I love the dumb, cheesy romance that's in it for no reason. Like,
yeah.
What?
It's like the... It's like the there's a different kind of cheese attached for me, like the Hollywood romance, especially Hollywood romance in like action movies, when they force it in so hard, like this movie.
Yeah,
where it's just like they're on a mission, they're on a situation, suddenly they have like that look, they're like and you know by then there is making
they're going to smooch so much.
Yeah,
I saw this in so many fucking Hollywood movies. At one point, I believe I was psychologically conditioned. Like, if a woman and a man were alone in a room, by the end of the movie, they'd start making out. So when it didn't happen, it's like, subversion, guys. What? Whoa. Yeah, that's there. I think, like, flaws-wise, that's all my positives. Like, getting into flaws and shit, definitely that, like, hackneyed romance. That really drags the thing down. Like, yeah, I laugh at it and stuff, but it's definitely like not needed for the movie to be so fun.
At all.
It works so well as like a fucking fun monster B movie. And in the end, they stop what these two are doing, which is going to the city, so he can go like, I like you. Shit. Mm. It's like, okay. That's like, it's fine. It's unnecessary.
Mm.
Yeah.
And for me, I think it's like, I don't know if I have flaws. I just think it's like, it's not a movie for me, essentially. Mm. It's not something I enjoy it. I think it's fun. I think there's a lot of charm to it and all that. It's the same, basically, it's the same like argument you had where it's like, I can see that it's fun.
Yeah.
But not something that I enjoy it and want to watch it again and again.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, that's Tremors. I love it. You guys can watch it on... I don't know what... You guys can watch it if you like creature flicks and like horror movies and whatnot. It's always fucking fun for me. I think like that's my like ideal cheesy movie. It's like violence and gore and horror and like, comfort. That's all the trappings of like a really, really good like classic sort of horror movie, monster horror movie. It has all the like funny shit with it. It's great. Yeah, I love it. Death. Awesome. Thank you so much, Star Movies, for showing me this. I would have never found out about it if not for you. Yeah.
And yeah, that was the guilty pleasure movies. I think our final point or conclusion from this is I think people should not feel guilty for liking.
Yeah, like it's okay if someone else doesn't like what you like or says it's not good.
Yeah, you can have fun with your thing.
So, come on, man. You are grown up, clearly, if you're listening to this. You don't need us to tell you this shit, man.
Yeah, it's enjoy yourself.
Yeah, go watch Twilight for the 12th time. Who gives an ass?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not even being ironic. Just go do it.
Yeah, if you like it. Like, yeah, I will be like very dumb movie and all that, but that shouldn't stop you from watching.
Never stop me from watching Transformer.
Yeah, I think
about wrap it up.
I don't know how to wrap it up, man.
Ah.
What?
Shit.
I can't do a redneck accent.
I reckon I can do it a tad bit better than ye.
You can definitely fucking do it, foreigner. I can do Indian.
Maine.
Because I am Indian.
I can also do Indian accent.
You are doing South Indian trying to speak Hindi. Which is what you are.
God damn it.
I also do accent, sir.
I also do accent, sir. I came from Indoor. Go watch bad things and like them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Life is too short. If you're guilty for watching.
Not just that. Like, if you're into films and if you're into any sort of thing, you need to see these things to fully appreciate things you do love.
Yeah.
And
so our take on guilty pleasure. And what are we recommending for the next episode?
Something for to do with sand dunes. Yeah, we'll be talking about Dune 2021. It's gonna be coming out.
We're talking about Dune 2021 and also the old Dune.
Yes, Hodorowski's Dune and David Lynch's adaptation of Dune.
Yeah. Hodorowski's Dune is a documentary and the normal Dune, like David Lynch's Dune.
Yeah.
And that's our thing.
Yeah, that's
our next episode.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening to this episode. You can check out our other reviews on you can check out our YouTube channel, which is filled with the film reviews, and some of these podcasts are condensed into podcast bites. And it's a good time, and thanks for listening. Check our Instagram page, follow us on our Instagram page, follow us on our Twitter page and all that. And thanks for listening.
Tata.
Bye, boy.
Yeah, ciao. Auf Wiedersehen.